Good morning. It's 36 past the hour. This is Dr. Bill Meyer on the Faith Radio Network. It's February 1st, a brand new month. Today we're kicking off a brand new morning show here on Faith Radio, and I want to say thank you so much for joining me. Now, on Monday mornings, personally, I like to open up the book of Proverbs because, well, it was written by some very smart dudes, including King Solomon, who asked God for wisdom, and he gave it to him. And I know I need God's wisdom every day because when I make decisions without seeking him, things usually don't turn out so good for me. Listen to these words from Proverbs chapter 3. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. For she, wisdom, is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Wow. What a powerful reminder for every one of us who is seeking to follow God in our daily lives. The Bible reminds us to examine our hearts, examine our spiritual health on a regular basis. And this month is a month we should also be examining our physical health, in particular, the health of our heart. It's National Heart Health Month, and this Friday is the National Association, Heart Association's Wear Red Day for Women. That reminds women in particular to take care of their heart health. And joining us to help us understand the importance of caring for our physical heart is author and physical therapist Lisa Marone, who's a regular contributor here at Faith Radio. And good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Bill. Great to be with you.
So National Heart Month, this Friday, a whole lot of American women will be wearing red at their workplaces and their schools to focus on heart health. So with all of the advances in modern medicine, why is heart disease still one of the number one killers in this country?
Heart disease, Bill, is so interrelated to how we live our day-to-day life. And it really comes down to we've become a society where we eat for pleasure. We medicate ourselves with food oftentimes due to stress or other emotional issues. And we really have taken the back seat, exercise has taken the back seat in our lives, and our jobs oftentimes are very sedentary. So I believe that without changing those things, we're not going to budge those statistics.
It is tragic. You know, you look at the percentage of Americans who are overweight or obese, it's really off the charts. And now, of course, we're seeing record numbers of obese children. And many of those kids are going to go on to have heart disease as adults. How can we turn the tide on this epidemic of obesity?
Well, I believe that, first of all, we have to look as Christians as our bodies for what they are. They're not just a physical shell that we wear until we get to heaven. It's actually a vehicle that God has given us so that we can do his work here on earth for every day that he gives us. And as Christians, we should be jealous for every day that we possibly can get. And so if we have a mindset from the outset that we're to honor God with our body and we want the greatest amount of wellness that we can give ourselves so that we can be well-tuned for his service, I think that's where we need to start, is we need to have a mind shift.
And that mind shift needs to be followed by behavioral shifts. And, you know, as a psychologist, I know oftentimes, you know, thinking and behavior, feelings and behavior go hand in hand. It's not enough to simply understand that you need to exercise more. You need to eat better. You then have to put those habits in practice. So what do you tell your clients? Let's say you're working with somebody for the very first time. They've come in for physical therapy. They are obese, and they've been obese for years, and you desire so much for them to be healthy. How do you start?
You know, Bill, whenever I'm taking my initial examination of my patients and I'm taking their history, I don't look just at their physical problem, which it might be a shoulder problem or a back issue. I start asking them about their blood work. We talk a lot about being overweight or obese as it relates to heart disease, and that's absolutely correct. But there are people who maybe don't look so overweight whose blood chemistry numbers are pointing towards danger. And so the first thing I'll ask is, have you had a full panel of blood work done within the past year? And if they tell me yes, I asked them, well, what specifically, do you know what your cholesterol level is? Do you know what your good cholesterols or HDLs read? Do you know what your bad cholesterols are reading? And has your doctor commented on those things? Because I believe that that's oftentimes what drives people, Bill, to change their mind are facts. You know, psychologically, a lot of times we hear about these interventions. We even have television shows about interventions. And sometimes people need to be faced with hard facts before they're actually going to be motivated to do something about them.
Mm. If you've got a question for Lisa, maybe you are struggling with some health issue. Perhaps you have a loved one who is frankly not taking care of themselves. They are not eating right. They're not exercising. Maybe they're obese and you'd like some advice. You can call us 877-93-FAITH and talk to our guest, Lisa Marone. 877-93-FAITH is the number. Okay, so in addition to diet and exercise, what are some other factors that contribute to heart disease? You touched on those just briefly, but obviously stress and sedentary lifestyle are two biggies, huh?
Yeah, you know, again, looking at the numbers of patients, a lot of times people, not only do they not know where their blood chemistry numbers lie, but they don't really know where their blood sugar levels lie. And this is very interconnected with heart disease. There is, when we become resistant to our body's insulin, which is the hormone that regulates our blood sugar, when we have insulin resistance, we have a 42% of heart attacks are caused by insulin resistance.
Wow.
And so that is something that is very important. If nearly half of the heart attacks going on really don't have to do particularly with your blood pressure, your cholesterol level, it has to do with your insulin resistance, because that makes your body, Bill, completely inflamed and aggravated. So I explain to my patients, your vessel walls are soft and squishy, and your blood cells and your cholesterol, they're pokey and sharp, and when they hit the walls of your blood vessels, they kind of nick and injure them. But now just imagine if your blood vessel walls, because of insulin resistance, are highly irritated, red, and inflamed. Anytime something nicks into it, there's going to be a much greater irritation response, and that irritation response equals plaquing, and that's how it heals itself. And so I try to talk to my patients about the global reasons behind heart health.
We've got a question for you from Lee in Maple Lake. Lisa, go ahead. Lee, what's your question for Lisa Marone?
Hi. I wondered what kind of advice you could give somebody with fibromyalgia.
Fibromyalgia is a muscular disease. They're not quite sure why people have fibromyalgia. It's where there's muscle pain throughout the body. It's usually diagnosed when everything else has been not found to be true. What I ask patients to do with fibromyalgia, first of all, is to get a sleep study. What I've felt for about 20 years or so is that fibromyalgia is very related to people not getting into the deepest phases of sleep, specifically their dream phase, where your muscles are being restored and rebuilt. And I believe that there's something that has hindered these patients' sleep cycles. So that's the first thing that I would do with fibromyalgia patients.
Great. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Lee.
If you've done that and you have sleep apnea, is there anything else you would advise?
I haven't found medications to do much in terms of healing. They may do something to help you feel more comfortable. But for fibromyalgia patients under my care, I find that massage to the musculature, as well as just very gradually increased endurance training for them, bicycle, treadmill, that they can walk, but they stay underneath their irritation level, and they can build up endurance and get stronger that way. And that is where I found my fibromyalgia patients to do the best, with soft tissue work to their muscles included, along with some exercise training.
Mm. Thanks, Lee, for your call, and thank you, Lisa, for that great information. Spoken like a true professional physical therapist. That was great, great advice. It's 45 past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. Our guest, physical therapist, author, and professor Lisa Marone, as we talk about National Heart Month. Yes, it's February. Are you taking care of your ticker? We'll talk more about how you can do that, some practical ways, coming up next here on Faith Radio. Welcome back. It's 48 past the hour. I'm Dr. Bill Meyer. This is the Faith Radio Network. So great to have you with us today. My very first day, Monday through Friday here on Faith Radio. I've been here for the last 4 years or so on Saturdays, but it is such a blessing to be on with my good friends, Neil Stavem and Susie Larson, and of course, all the wonderful Bible teachers that we have here on the Faith Radio Network. Our whole goal at this network is to strengthen you in your faith and to help you share your faith more effectively. And of course, to learn more how to live a godly life. And part of living a godly life means taking care of the physical body that God has given you. And Lisa Marone is our guest. She is a physical therapist and an author and a professor. Lisa, it's National Heart Month. Excuse me. The National Heart Association has declared this National Heart Month, taking care of your heart. In recent years, there's been a big focus on heart disease in women. And why wasn't that more of a priority for the medical establishment in the past?
Well, women are naturally protected against heart disease as long as they've got a good amount of estrogen flowing through their bodies. So women don't begin to have heart disease problems until after menopause most often, not all the time. But I think that's why men got the spotlight more often. Women also don't fall into the same categories in terms of what they feel when they're having a heart attack. And so men may feel pressure, crushing pressure in their chest. They may feel pain down their left arm, which is a sign of particularly something going on with your heart. But for a woman, she might feel pain in her back. She may feel pain right up through her neck and her throat. And so she may go into her doctor complaining of these symptoms and be treated for gastric reflux problems or something else that doesn't look like heart disease. And so for a long time, this hasn't been looked at carefully in women. But, Bill, it's really critical that people understand just the signs that something might be going wrong with their heart. And for women, that's one of the signs.
And, of course, just in the last couple of years, there's been a great effort to train physicians, family physicians, general practitioners, to recognize these signs, because unfortunately, in many cases, as you said, and this is documented through the research, women have gone in to see their doctor, family doctor, or even to an emergency room and have not been properly diagnosed, and they are having a heart attack. And it's been tragic, and it's great to see that the medical community is waking up to this. This Friday, you're going to see women all around the country wearing red to work and to school and wherever they might be. And you may wonder what's going on. Well, that is basically an effort to remind women to take care of their heart. And Lisa, I know you encourage your clients that you work with that, you know, they need to take care of both their spiritual health and their physical health. What would you say to a person who is a follower of Jesus Christ, who is a committed Christian, but insists on eating a high fat diet and who doesn't exercise?
Well, the first thing I would say is it's not just fat that's a problem. We've been giving fat a bad rap for a long time, Bill. Carbohydrates and sugars are probably they are finding now that those are more dangerous to be eating, because fat doesn't really affect your blood sugar levels, whereas sugar does. And so we have that kind of that tug of war between fat and high sugar. But what I tell Christians is this: your heart, once it's damaged, can never be undamaged. It's not like a muscle strain or sprain that you can injure your muscle and then the body can restore it. My father had a massive heart attack at 54. He lost a large portion of his heart. And then he died at 59 of a second massive heart attack. That front of his heart wall never was restored. And so there's no going back from the damage that we do with our heart. And the earlier we start, the better. And our heart is supplied all of its nutrients, is supplied all of its oxygen through your vessel system. And so when you pick up an exercise program, and I know people start cringing as soon as you say the word exercise, I like to say just start moving on purpose. Get yourself doing something, even if it's the housework you have to do, the yard work you have to do, or pushing that shopping cart through a large big box store. Do it with speed so that your heart rate can be risen, that your breathing rate can be risen, because anything can count as exercise. It doesn't have to be an aerobics class or out jogging. We don't need that much exercise or those types of exercise to improve our heart health.
You know, and I've seen some new research on walking, and the researchers found that by varying your walking speed, instead of just going at one particular pace, but you walk faster, then slower, certainly hills, if you've got those nearby, those things will vary your heart rate and will help you, especially if you're a person that sits a lot. And man, oh man, we've seen all this research on sitting, the average American sitting so many hours a day, first at work, often in front of a computer, and then they go home and they sit more in front of a television. And it's just a prescription for obesity and for heart disease. It's and diabetes as well, along with diet. Lisa, we've got about a minute left. Tell us your website for folks that want to learn more about your work and get some of your advice on improving both our physical and our spiritual health.
Absolutely. My website is Lisa Marrone, that's MORRONE.com. There's a lot of resources under the free resource department. You can even check what's called your body mass index, which is really important as it relates to heart disease. You can just put in your height and weight and find out where your health lies based on that. And then you'll see the 6 books that I've written are there. You can purchase those through Amazon, through ChristianBooks.com. They're all available electronically as well.
We appreciate you, Lisa. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning and pointing us to good heart health in this National Heart Month.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Great to speak with you, Bill.
55 past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Bill Meyer. I'll be right back after this break.